So again, we're talking about this issue over here of the Adam Chashev, and the Gemara says that the Adam Chashev, in accepting the gift from the woman, gives her a certain sense of hana, gives a certain amount of hana, and with that hana that she receives, she is going to be mekudeshes to him. So Rashi says, first of all, what is it about the Adam Chashev? Oh, in a regular kabbalah matanos, it's not normal for him to take gifts, and when he does, that's why it's a significant event that produces hana for her. What about the hana? Says Rashi, this woman would be willing to pay a pruta to another party, third party. She views this as being so significant that she would pay another person to help her get this hana. Okay?
So in this Rashi, Shefayasin Lazer refers to the
Mekadesh, the person, Adam Chashev, right.
Okay.
She would pay Reuven a pruta to go over to Shimon and say, hey, Shimon, this lady is going to give you a gift. Please accept her gift. Why? Because it means so much to her, for Shimon to accept her gift, that she'd be willing to pay Reuven a pruta for that, to produce that benefit for her. Now, the interesting thing is that Rashi appears to be somewhat alone in this regard, in terms of explaining that this is the way the Hana works. Take a look, for example, at the Tosfos Rih HaZaken. Tosfos Rih HaZaken is over here on our page, on our daf. It's three lines down in the wide lines.
The third wide line.
So let's see, in the middle of that line. Hacham Mayri Yishuhu Adam Chashev. See that?
Yeah.
In the lines at the bottom. Pesach, yeah?
It's too small.
Too small? Oh, okay, I'll read it out loud. Hachamayr Shehu Adam Chashev. We're talking about a case where he isn't Adam Chashev. Third line down the white lines in the middle of the line. She'ina Ragel Akaba Matanos. V'yesh Lahana B'shekibel Matana Himena. She has Hana when he accepts the Matana from her. V'hu Amar La Harei Amikudashas B'hana She'yesh Lach K'shekibalti Matana Mimech. Tosfos Rih HaZaken, for example, says the hana is simply produced when the woman's gift is accepted. Yesh la hana shekiba matana mimena. So that's different than Rashi. Right? Rashi says, where's the hana? Where's the evaluation of the hana? The evaluation of the hana is that I would pay someone else, a pruta, to go ahead and ask you to accept my gift, so therefore, when you accept my gift, it's worth a pruta. Whereas Tosfos Rih HaZaken simply says, no, the hana is pashtas. That the hana is you accepted my gift. Yeah, look, just to highlight the difference between these two shitos. Take a look at the Meiri in the Kovitz. You'll see what I mean. The Meiri clearly is identifying two different methods for dealing with the Adam Chashev. The Meiri is in section
5.
Section 5?
Yeah.
All right. Section 5. It's page 12 there.
5/12.
Yeah. Should be. See it? Drachem Elu.
In the first column.
Yeah, in the first column.
The fourth paragraph.
One second. One second. And paragraph 10. Hela cha mana, the akadesh ani lacha. Take this mana and I'll be mekudeshes to you.
Is that akadesh or ikadesh? I will be
mekudeshes to you. Yeah, I think that's
the ikadesh.
Okay. The adam chashuv. If you're talking about the adam chashuv, mekudeshes. Now he doesn't stop there. What did he say afterwards? Ukeshayomer la harei amekudeshes li bahanas. Mashakibalti matana mimeich. He says to her, I will be mekudeshes to you with the hana that you got from what? From the matana.
That you will be betrothed to me by the hana of from the hana of what I received, accepted from you.
Right.
This gift from you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's two different formulations. One happens to be Rashi's and one happens to be in line with the Tosfos of Yazakein. Let's go over it, but is there a way of maybe just explaining why Rashi would insist on one as opposed to the other? What are the two possible
Rashi's?
Read them again.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Translate
them. Rashi's in the first case. Adam Chashev. What about the Adam Chashev is so unique that's going to create the Hana over here? Oh. Adam Chashev doesn't normally accept gifts. Ain't a regular lekabel matanos. Adam Chashev is not accustomed to taking gifts. So now that he accepted gifts from her, or a gift from her, he did something that he doesn't normally do. That's special. He showed her some type of special treatment. She got hung off from the fact that she's in the minority in terms of having her.
What are the words?
She'eno?
Yeah, not.
Right, not. Rugiel, accustomed.
Accustomed.
You know Rugiel?
No.
What?
No, I didn't know it.
No, I said Rugiel.
Okay.
What's next one? Kabel?
Yeah.
Kabel to accept or to receive.
Matana.
Matana, gifts. Next Rashi, he says, again, he's explaining what the Gemara, Behahi hana, with that very hana that's been produced by the Adam Chashev accepting the gift. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Behahi hana? Oh, Bahi Hanasha Titzratza Zos Lases Pruta La Olam Shifaisenu Laza. With that very Hana, right? Shatirza Zos, that this woman would be willing to Lases, to give Pruta, the Pruta, La Olam, to a person, Shifaisenu Laza, in order that he should prevail upon.
Upon the Adam Chashev.
The Adam Chashev, the Laza means here in this case means. To accept from her a gift.
What? Is there a third person?
Yeah. The Rashi is saying she would pay a third person, a pruta, to talk to the Adam Chashev on her behalf and have the Adam Chashev accept her gift. You know what I'm saying?
She's going to be a third guy to prevail upon the
Adam Chashev
to accept her gift.
Right. And that's what the Meiri says. Kishiyomel haret mekadeshesli bahanaz masha kibalti matana mimeich. That's one thing. Oh, bahanaz dinar shat no senes lomishi faiseini lekaba matana himeich. What's the difference in terms of the formulation of those two shitas? See, so yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I have a clear approach or even really an idea, but just one observation. It sounds like on some level Rashi feels that there has to be a reference to the Kesef aspect over here. Why? Because the Kiddushin is a form of Kesef, Kiddusha Kesef. Right? There's only three ways to make a Kaddish a woman: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. So here is we're being mechadish this idea of hana. But what's the hana? What is the hana? Hana is it has to be one of those categories. It's not shtar. It's not bia. It's obviously kesef. So when you talk about the way that this kiddushin takes place, Rashi says, you're referencing the fact that it has a certain value. Right? How do I know it has a certain value? Oh, because she'd be willing to pay a dollar to someone else for this benefit. That doesn't fully explain why he can't simply say to her, how about, right, you'll be mekadeshes to me with the pruta's worth of hana that I gave you by accepting your gift.
Got it?
Yeah.
He's making sure that we don't get into a situation where we think, and we need to stress that it's really in place of the coin here.
Right.
And we're doing it through coin. We don't want it to say we're doing it through we don't want it to come to mean we're doing it through a fourth category of hana, because we're not. We're doing it through the value of a coin, and so that needs to be stressed, I guess, for Rashi.
Right. I mean, you have that by, that's what I was trying to point out before, when you have by Hanos Milva, when the Gemara says, Tzricha the Arvach Lo Zimna, you have to say the case is where he extended her loan. What does Rashi say? The Arvach Lo Zimna Hava also. The Omrla Hiskachi Bahana Azu Sha'at Hayis No Senes Pruta La Adam Shifaisen Yalkach. Oli. You would pay for this. You would pay for this. And now I'm giving this to you for free. What am I really giving you? I'm giving you that monetary amount. That's what he's saying over here also. You would pay for this. I'm giving this to you. You would pay to get this. I'm giving this to you. So what am I really giving you? I'm giving you that amount. I'm giving you Kesef. I think Irving's right. Notice that Rashi is focusing on the fact that this hanad is translates into kesef. It's not another category. It translates into kesef. And for Rashi, it's important to constantly refer to the fact that this is kesef. How do I know what I'm giving you now is kesef? Oh, because you would pay someone else for it. But maybe the question that we have to ask is, now how come in the case of hanos milveh, Rashi and the Tosfos Ri HaZaken agree that that's the way it's to be referred to? You would pay someone else to have your loan extended, and therefore what I'm giving you is the equivalent of that amount. You would normally pay a pruta, so I'm giving you a pruta by extending this. I'm giving you that amount. Tosfos Ri HaZaken agrees with that over there. But in this case, it sounds like the Tosfos Ri is saying something different. How come over here the other Rishonim are okay? Right, maybe that's the question. What's the difference between Arvach Lo Zimna, which is basically Hana'as Milveh, and the Hana'ah of Adam Chashav? Hana'as
Milveh sounds more like a monetary transaction.
Good.
So I feel like...
Good. Yeah, therefore therefore what?
The other Mepharshim will say that... the other Shita will say we'll stress that it's like a coin here, because, when we're talking about loans, we're dealing with monetary means.
Good. So you want to say Tosfos Ri HaZaken over there, is forced to acknowledge, yeah, The way it's working by Hanolas Milva is that it's giving us some form of kesef. Right? But now, over here, by Adon Choshev, the base category that we're dealing with is not kesef. It's not kesef. Rashi says, yeah, it is kesef. Just like over there, we have to talk about kesef because what you're talking about is kesef. You have to make reference to kesef. Oh, the fact that you would pay, so too over here. Adon Choshev can't be anything outside of kesef. But what's the Tosfos Ri HaZaken saying? What's the Miri saying? That there's a category called Hano that's not Kesef? I mean, maybe that's what you're saying. I don't know. Maybe they're saying that there's another category.
Isn't that too hard to say that
yeah.
They would disagree on something so universal?
Yes. It does sound that way. It does sound like a tremendous chiddush to say that.
Yeah.
So what are they arguing on then?
Seems like if you're not going to go and make that huge jump and say that they disagree with Rashi about such a huge thing, you know, about whether or not there are four or three categories, then maybe you'd say no. They agree with Rashi about on one level that there are three categories: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia.
And Hana is still part of Kesef.
And Hana is equal to Kesef, but it's implied. It's implied that. When
the Hanah
is given over, that it's worth the Shevet Pruta. It doesn't need to be stressed.
You say this.
I guess that's what they would
say. But I got the sense from the Meiri that it's more than that, because the Meiri is saying you could say it either this way or this way. Sounds like they're two different. They're really two different things, two different methods, two different vehicles.
The Meiri is explaining who?
The Meiri is just saying how does Adon Choshev function, right? He says. Sounds like he's acknowledging that they're two different things. Either he says to her, "You mekudeshes to me with the hana that you got by my taking your gift," or he says, "You mekudeshes to me by virtue of the fact that you would pay someone else this amount of money to get this hana."
Right. The second one seems like it's got an extra step.
Yeah, that's right. Right, Rashi. That's Rashi.
Right. But the Meiri is saying either one's fine.
Yeah, that's right. Either one would be acceptable when you're being Mekadesh and when you're being. Mikudashas to the Adon Choshev.
So the Meiri is talking about two different mechanisms that would work, or two ways of going about that mechanism.
Well, the category is Adon Choshev. How do you become Mikudashas to Adon Choshev? Either by saying Adon Choshev taking the gift and saying A, or the Adon Choshev taking the gift and saying B. As far as he's concerned, at the end of the day, they're both good. One thing that I think you have to say is that Rashi, because Rashi understands that the Hana is simply an included category of Shalva Kesef, right? You don't simply refer to it as Hana. There's no such thing. I can't say, well, with the Hana that you got.
Right.
You can't say, you make a deshes with the Hana. Why not? Because there's no such thing as Hana. Hana is only Shalva Kesef.
But that doesn't sound like what the Meiri is saying.
No.
The Meiri sounds like he's...
The Meiri is saying that there are two things which are really different but the same. They're different on one level, but at the end of the day, they're basically operating under the same general principle.
It feels like he's saying that you can use it by considering it Shevet Kesef, or you can use it... as a means unto itself.
Which means what? Which means there's a new category called Hana.
Yeah, it seems like this right. Would definitely work. It seems like he's saying this would definitely work as Shevet Kesef in place of Kesef.
Right.
But it doesn't have to. It can work as the fourth category of Hana also. Rashi seems more concerned with making it fit within the three primary categories.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Where else do we have that? Where else do we have Hana? Where else do we have Kiddush with Hana? Havas Melveh? Did we talk about someplace else? Oh, where's the case of Rekod Lefanai? Where are those cases? Dance for me? Sing for me? Remember we had those cases?
Yeah, that was further back.
I think it's further ahead, no? See the Daf Ches, Daf Tes.
Couldn't you say about any service that he performs and does plumbing work for?
Right.
She's getting Hana out of it. He gives her a piano lesson.
Yeah, that would all be those types of, exactly. Those would all be forms of Hana. Now the question is, why does Hana work? Does Hana work because it's money or because it's Hana? You're right. So I'd like to see what Rashi says over there by those cases.
About dancing?
Yeah. Maybe came up earlier over here. Hanos mil mikudeshes. You see, with Rashi also, Rashi is very consistent. Rashi back on Vavam and Beis. Rashi said, Amar Abaye, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Mekadesh Milveh, Ein Mekudeshes. V'Hanas Milveh, Mekudeshes. V'Hanas Milveh, Mekudeshes. So Rashi says over here in the Ksubis, well, what's the problem, rather? What's the problem with Mekadesh Milveh? Oh, because you're trying to Mekadesh her with something that you gave her already. That's not good. You have to give her something. Oh, when you're giving her something new, that's okay.
What are we talking about?
No, I'm just going back to those cases where Rashi uses that formulation of the fact that you would pay someone else for X. And it's not comforting to think that there's such a universal machlokas here between Rashi and Eli Rishonim, how you learn Hana. Is Hana a totally separate category? Yeah. All right, maybe we'll stop here. I think we'll have to try to look around a little bit more, try to see what Rashi says in that other case, and see if we could look out further. What's your story? You coming in tomorrow, or are you calling in tomorrow?
I'm planning on coming in, but what's the Rav Pesach say?
I think Rav Pesach not giving shiur the rest of the week in the morning. I didn't speak to him. He was here, and then he left. But some of the guys told me, he said he might give shiur this afternoon. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, no, I'm planning on coming in for the last day. I also have to get my transcript from Ben Silverstein.
So
I'll be in
Silverstein. It's an added reason for coming in.
Yeah, I have, so it's more guarantee for you.
That's right. That's right. So unless I tell Ben, you know, maybe he should keep teasing you with the transcript.
Keep telling me to come into the transcript.
That's right.
What exactly?
I'd like to look around more and see what the other sheets are saying.
Is the problem?